This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We have been talking with some regularity about food prices on this program and how they are going up. Insert here your favorite supply chain parameter as to why. You, though, have probably noticed rising prices at the grocery store, even though those grocery retailers kind of wish you wouldn't. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that one.
A little tip for your next grocery trip.
Beware of shrinkflation.
Mark Bergen is a marketing professor at the University of Minnesota, and what he's talking about is one of the easiest things a manufacturer can do when the cost of making something goes up. Put a little less of whatever it is inside the package. They might also change the packaging itself, offer a smaller tub of hummus that costs more per ounce, or bundle ketchup and mustard together so shoppers think less about the itemized cost, or change the actual package design to make the proportions just right.
Because there's nothing worse than having it's the same bag and you just reduce the chips and you just look in there and you go, what happened?
Retailers have tactics too, but they don't have a lot of control over the products themselves, so they have to be strategic about it. Phil Lempert is a food industry analyst and runs supermarketguru.com.
They don't want to have sticker shock when somebody goes into the supermarket. So what they do is, I don't want to say they disguise price increases, but they try to lessen the burden.
They'll run fewer sales or increase prices and then put them on sale. They'll rearrange shelves to display cheaper generic brands. Because Kasum Alawadi, a professor of marketing at Dartmouth College, says ultimately,
consumers really don't remember what prices they paid for products.
There are exceptions, like a gallon of milk. Grocers might raise the price of half and half to make up for it. Because
the more involved you are in the purchase of any product, the more you're going to notice the price.
Which means consumers who want to save will have to put in the effort. Those who keep and compare receipts and are more flexible with the brands they buy will see a lower bill at checkout. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.